stick together, there's never a doubt. So pull up a chair and let's talk man to man.
What's up, podcast fam? Episode 56 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. It's Thursday. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
We're back.
The Dad and Griffin Pod.
We're back. Guess what we have to do right out of the gates?
What?
We need to issue an apology and a clarification at the same time. Right?
I hate doing this segment.
You don't like this segment? It's very popular with the peeps.
Popular with me.
Well, for this reason, right? It's not popular.
Yeah,
I mean, in general.
I don't like this reason, though.
It's a goofy reason. It's the first time we've had to do it, right?
Yeah.
We need to apologize for skipping our first day in almost 3 months. We did not do a pod yesterday, so we feel like we need to come out clean and say sorry to the Dad and Griffin Pod Nation, but we're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
I feel like we owe the peeps, too.
Thumbnail Thursday, we're back.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing. Should we clarify the apology?
What's clarify mean?
Well, I mean, like, you know what clarify means.
Should we
tell the peeps why we haven't been back since, what was it, Tuesday night? We skipped Wednesday yesterday. I got home at a normal time for my trip, right?
Yeah.
But we fell asleep at, like, 8:30.
9 o'clock,
right?
Yeah.
We did, however, set up a full-out campout in the basement, right?
Yeah. Is the air mattress still down here?
It is. We did
the
basically...
The couch is all squirmy and stuff.
We did basically a bro air mattress campout in the basement sleepover, right? When I got home from my trip last night. The girls slept...
In their own bed.
In a nice comfy bed. And I destroyed my back on an air mattress. All for you, brother. All for you.
That hurt your back?
Oh. It wasn't optimal, we'll say that. But raise your hand if you're the old guy here. That's me. So, yeah, it hurt.
I'm speechless.
So am I. But it was great, wasn't it? I mean, got...
I slept like a dream.
You did?
When my body's all flattened out when I'm like that...
On that air mattress?
Yeah, I just love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well...
If you bring that to my room, I will sleep like a dream.
Bring the air mattress to your room?
Yeah.
It wouldn't fit in your room. This thing's monstrous. It's a monster. You were definitely taking up the majority of the air mattress last night. I mean, I tried.
Because Dee was in my arms.
I tried pushing you over, but you were like a sack of bricks, sack of potatoes. I couldn't move you. And so I just had to deal with it.
Hey, well, Dee was here too.
He was nervous about us or something. He slept down here with us, didn't he?
Yeah, he jumped on the bed and he woke me up in the middle of the night.
He was hacking and glunking and...
No, in the morning, he woke up in my arms.
Really?
He woke up in my arms.
Well, I think he was so cold down here that he was snuggled in for a little warmth, right?
Yeah, somehow he snuck past me. And somehow got under my arms in the middle of the night.
So that's the real reason behind missing the pod last night. We definitely apologize. We're going to try not to do it again, but we got another...
We watched Shark Tank until 9 o'clock.
We watched Shark Tank late. Yeah, that was a good one. There was a couple good ones.
Yeah.
A couple really good ones. There was even a 12-year-old kid on there.
Yeah.
That got a deal.
Two deals.
Yeah, he got two deals.
Yeah.
He had competition for his deal. Did that inspire you? You think you could create a business that would be good enough for Shark Tank?
Yeah,
have you ever had a...
He crushed the presentation.
He did crush the presentation. That's exactly right. He's standing up there as a 12-year-old kid in front of 5 or 6 really successful people.
And rich people.
Rich people. And he wasn't nervous. He killed it. Have you ever had a business idea?
Yeah.
You have?
Having Best Dad Ever.
Best Dad Ever is a business idea?
Yeah.
I think that's just something you get... It's lucky. Luck of the draw. Any business ideas you've ever created?
We're thinking about doing a cooking business.
A cooking business?
Yeah.
Nice. What would that be like?
You just cook stuff for other people. Maybe it's dinner, maybe it's...
Oh, wow.
Other stuff. It's like we're kind of like a restaurant. It's like when you want a snack, just call us and...
And you'll bring a snack?
Yeah.
Because you got that snack bin upstairs, and you got enough to give out, hand out to people all over town.
Snack bin upstairs? What does that mean?
Yeah, you got the snack bin upstairs. Full of snacks? How can you pretend to not know what the snack bin is? Your arms spend 50% of the day inside of the snack bin. Dad, can I have a snack? Dad, can I have a snack? Dad, can I have a snack? Can I have a snack? Can I have a snack? Can I have a snack?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, all the way upstairs.
Dad, can I have a snack? Can I have a snack? Can I have a snack?
Because we're downstairs. I thought you meant, like, all the way upstairs.
On the main floor.
Okay.
Good Lord.
You should have said that.
Jeez. Mr. Literal. Charlotte has a business. Our friend across the street, Jack's sister.
And Jack has a business, too.
Amazing.
Car washing business.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What does he charge?
$60.
What's it called? Jack's. He charges $60 to wash a car?
Yeah.
Excuse my yawn. Holy cow. $60 to wash a car. Jeez. And Charlotte has a dog treat business, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the business you just said, which is you call Charlotte and tell her your dog needs treats, and she just brings them over. You're doing the same thing kind of like for
it's
humans.
It's like $7.
Really?
$7 a pack in a pack is actually filled with, like, 13, 14 treats.
So we've bought something from her?
Yeah, we bought something.
Did Donnelly like the treats?
Yeah, he loves them.
He hammered them?
Yeah, and we have, like, six or seven bags of treats.
You think you'll ever be on Shark Tank? I'd go on there with you, like that 12-year-old had his dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go on there with you.
Yeah.
That dad was great. He didn't even, like, talk over his son. He didn't even, like, you just let him do the whole thing, right?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was
great.
Which
I think we would do a lot of talking over each other, but I was just like...
You think we would?
Yeah.
I'd let you do your thing.
If me and Hallie were on there, I think me and Hallie would have a big fight.
Why?
I don't know why, but I just feel like it.
Really?
And I'll be so embarrassed if me and Hallie fighted.
Oh, yeah, you can't get in a fight in front of on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Everybody
it's
would
on
see.
National TV, and those people are rich. I'm fighting in front of rich people and famous people.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That would be crazy.
That would be so crazy.
Let's think of a business. We should have been thinking of a business over during...
quarantine?
Yeah, during quarantine.
Well, we still are in quarantine.
Yeah, kind of. Even though it's kind of feels like it's over now.
I want to get back to real life.
And I think we are back to real life, don't you think?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. Not really going out to eat or anything yet, but I mean...
And I have a story.
Yeah, let's hear a story. Story time with Griffin Happ.
So today me and Mom went on a bike ride a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I got stung by a hornet.
Stung by a hornet.
Or like a wasp or something.
Really? You know what they say about that? Like, there's a couple things in the world, like, where you don't say, I think, before the thing actually happens. So, like, for example, you don't ever say, like, I think I broke my wrist. It's really clear when you break your wrist. It's like, there's no doubt about it. It's the same kind of philosophy theory with a wasp or a hornet or a bee sting.
Hey,
there's never ever like, I think I got stung.
I cried during it.
You know when you get stung.
I cried during it.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say it, but...
That's how I know it.
You think you got stung?
Yes, I'm positive I got stung.
Well, maybe then you're tougher than I thought. I don't know.
Hey, it hurt.
When you get stung, man, it swells up and it itches and it swells up big. You'd know. You'll know.
It stings.
You will know when you get stung by a bee or a hornet or a wasp or whatever you think. I think maybe the pedal on your bike just bit your ankle and you thought it was a bee.
No. No.
Maybe. I don't know.
It was not that.
Okay. Should we go reverse order since we started with late day bike rides? We had a serious development on the babysitting front today.
Oh, yeah.
Today was a special guest babysitter.
Yeah.
New babysitter, but a very, very familiar face, right?
Yeah. Don't tell him who it is. I'll give you 5 seconds to think about it. 3, 2, 1, go.
They got it wrong. Nobody guessed.
If you guessed Miss Bachman, then you were correct.
That was funny. Yeah, Miss Bachman came by today, and so she's going to be doing, like, what, one day a week with you guys?
Yeah, every Thursday.
Unbelievable. So she took you to play golf today for junior golf?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
We actually got to play the back nine.
Oh, that's cool.
16 is my new favorite hole.
16 is?
Yeah.
16 is the one that goes around the corner with the big trees.
Yeah, I know.
And then it goes up the hill.
Yeah, I know.
That's the one?
Yeah.
16's a good one.
Yeah.
That green's really tough.
I two-putted on the green.
Really? That's impressive.
It was like 15 feet away.
That is impressive.
I two-putted on that one.
Man, awesome. Awesome. Then, otherwise, big success with Miss Bachman?
Yeah.
We're bringing her back for one day a week?
Totally. She has a good British accent.
Really?
So, I told her, we played with some people today, and I told her to do the British accent while we talk to them.
Oh, jeez. you guys are crazy town together. It's kind of like having a celebrity babysit over here. Take care of you guys, Miss Bachman. Miss Maggie's back tomorrow. I guarantee you she missed you guys. I guarantee it. Not saying that Miss Bachman doesn't love you guys, but Miss Maggie, like, truly loves you guys. Yeah. Big round of applause. Seriously.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's Friday, right? Tomorrow.
A British accent. Quite a bit.
What? You're working on your British accent?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
British accent.
Oh, you would need a lot of help with your accents to catch up with a guy like
Crouton
or
the weirdos.
Tortellini, Zamboni.
Tortellini squeegee.
Yeah, yeah.
Tortellini squeegee. Tortellini squeegee.
Well, we got a couple calls. Should we get to it? Since we didn't do a pod yesterday, we're going to use Elizabeth's Would You Rather Wednesday today, even though it's ThinkPad Thursday or... What is it called? Thumbtack Thursday? Thumbnail Thursday.
Thumbnail
Thursday. Thunder Thursday? Thursday Thunder? Thinking Thursday. Maybe that's it. We're going to use her Would You Rather Wednesday for...
Ow.
Stop picking your toenails,
you goon.
Jeez.
You're a goonie.
We're going to use her Would You Rather Wednesday for a thinking Thumbnail Thursday.
Yeah.
You want to hear it? I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they're two pretty good would you rathers. And then at the end, well, wait for it. But she's like, I don't need a book. She's just throwing shade again. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Here she comes.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin. It's me, Elizabeth. And it's Would You Rather Wednesday. Here's the first question. Would you rather eat sour Laffy Taffy for every dessert or have to eat a full wheelbarrow full of cotton candy in 1 hour? Here's the second. Would you rather be Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker? Answer those two on the pod. Bye, Boy Eats. And also, we didn't get these from a book. Bye, Boy Eats.
All right. So Elizabeth's throwing a little bit of shade at us. I was right. But we can ignore that. We can get past it.
Yeah.
We don't do a lot of trash talking.
We can edit it out, and we have
superpowers.
We can beep it out.
We have superpowers.
Yeah. So Elizabeth, you can keep saying that.
We'll beep it out. No, we won't beep it out. Yeah, we're good. What? So your first, would you rather eat sour Laffy Taffy for every dessert, or a wheelbarrow of cotton candy in 1 hour? Here's my theory on this.
Sour Laffy Taffy.
So then that's it. That's all the sweet treat you get for the rest of your life. Dessert. That's it.
You never said...
That seems a little bit aggressive.
You don't have to have it. You don't have to have dessert every time. You can have stuff before it, and then you won't have it after.
I kind of see what you're doing there. So like you
dessert
would eat...
Dessert is after, not before.
I think in the spirit of her question, you understand what it means. It doesn't mean that you eat Chips Ahoy cookies for dinner and then sour Laffy Taffy for dessert.
I don't eat Chips Ahoy cookies for dinner.
I'm not accusing you of that. I'm just making your argument for you. Right?
Yeah. So...
I'm going to choose cotton candy out of a wheelbarrow for an hour. Because then I can do whatever I want for my desserts. My desserts are a special, cherished place. Gotta have my Chips Ahoy cookies. Gotta be able to go get my Andy's frozen custard. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you choose the sour Laffy Taffy, you can't do that anymore.
No one said you have to eat all of it. You could just eat a bite of it.
Oh, man.
Or you could go get something else and put it with it and then eat the rest and eat something else.
That's a creative thought, too. I didn't think of it like that. That's a creative thought.
You could just cut like an inch of it off and then eat it.
What was the second one?
Would you rather be Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader?
Ooh, okay. Good thing you're
Darth
here.
Darth Vader.
Good thing you're here, because I would have forgotten that one.
Darth Vader.
Luke Skywalker, no doubt.
Darth Vader?
Man, we're on opposite sides of both of them today?
Darth Vader, dude.
He's the dark side.
Yeah.
That's your argument, is yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of an argument is that?
Duh, he's...
Someone... If you think you're going to be a lawyer when you grow up, you have to change your argument.
Hey, I don't want to.
A little
say,
bit.
I don't want to say that for sure because Gog is going to freak out at me. So don't get that started.
Oh man! All right, it's Luke Skywalker. He's on the good guy side, the Resistance. That's who you want. You want to be on the dark side?
Darth Vader, all the way.
Oh my gosh! But you can't tell anybody why.
I can tell people why.
Your answer for this is yeah. That's not an answer.
No, I have an answer, dude.
What? Tell me.
He's cool. I like his suit. I like the way he talks. I like his superpowers. What's it called? Lightsaber. That's literally, like, everything.
Okay, but
hey,
he still stands for evil. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's fine. I'm taking Luke.
Hey, doesn't mean he's my favorite character.
Rise of Skywalker. No, that's not the question if it's your favorite character. Just would you rather?
Yeah, I know.
All right, two thought-provoking would-you-rathers. I'm glad we didn't... I'm glad we didn't skip those.
You're
those are
crazy.
Awesome. All right, you want to... swimming in your gene pool with John from Boston.
Oh, he called today?
Yeah.
Swimming in your gene pool.
Yes, it's back. This is a good one. You'll like this one. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, here he is. John from Boston.
Is it sports?
Hello, am I on the air? Hello, this is John from Boston with Swimming in Our Gene Pool. When our original Hap family left Germany, they made their way to the port city of Antwerp in Belgium, where they boarded a sailboat called the Lucilla. From there, they sailed south towards Spain to catch the trade winds across the Atlantic Ocean to arrive in New York. Then they traveled across America to Chicago and made their way up the Green Bay Trail, where the father, Johann, bought acres and acres of farmland. But they arrived in October, too late to grow food, and the family needed money. So Johann established the first blacksmith shop in the area, located near the Green Bay Trail at what is today the intersection of Maple and Elm Streets in Winnetka.
Can you believe that? That's good history right there.
Whoa.
That's great Hap family history.
I don't think any family is more special than me. Than mine.
Than your family?
Yeah. Holy, I don't think my family has been this famous.
I'm not sure famous is the right word,
but
there's
what?
History.
They named a state. They named...
There's history.
There's tons of it. There's tons of it.
And John from Boston's the guy who's got it all locked up in his nugget. He knows it all. It's all up in there.
I have a question.
Like a trapper keeper.
What? Can you just Google my family?
You can Google it. Yeah, you can Google it.
So wait, so if I Googled Hap family, then it would show up?
You might be able to find something on there, yeah. It might take you to, like, the Winnetka Historical Society, but they have a lot of that stuff there, too. The Historical Society, they're the people that are in charge of tracking the history of the town of Winnetka, and it gets traced back to your family. That's Johann Hap, not like Johnny Hap, but it's Johann Hap. Next time you see Uncle Johnny, you should call him Johann. Ask him how his black shop's doing. Blacksmith shop is doing. That would be great.
I thought he was going to say the Mayflower, and I was just going to...
The Mayflower, no.
I thought I was just about to explode.
Were you?
Yeah, I was about to explode if he said the Mayflower.
Two pretty good calls, huh?
Yeah.
pretty good calls. Two pretty good, pretty good calls.
I have the joke of the day.
State Farm, joke of the day, coming at you. Are you ready?
Yeah. What did the duck say after he bought lipstick?
What did the duck say after he bought lipstick? I don't know.
Can this go on my bill?
Oh, a good old duck joke for no reason. Right? It's pretty good. I like having joke of the day back. We've been on a major failure streak with joke of the day.
Yeah, but we still did. It just matters if you do the pod.
Okay.
That's kind of all that matters.
I'm gonna take over. I'm taking over the shout outs.
Speaking of the joke of the day.
What?
State Farm has not called in a long time.
State Farm has not participated in a while. That's right. I talked to Mr. Mark a little today on text, but. But he is not. They have not called in a while. I wonder if we can
get them back ramped up.
Get them fired up again.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna do. Can I do the shout out today?
Yeah.
Unless you have a shout out.
I'll shout out Miss Bachman.
Miss Bachman.
And Miss Maggie.
I'm shouting out your Aunt Lena today.
What happened?
Nothing happened. She just had a tough day, and we need to shout out Aunt Lena today. So you need to shout out Aunt Lena too, and tell her. Tell Aunt Lena we're thinking about her, and we hope that her day.
Did she get coronavirus?
She did not get coronavirus. No.
Okay, thanks.
Remember, they've been inside for like 5 months. They just started being able to go outside again, though, right?
Yeah.
I was FaceTiming with her today, and from when she picked up the phone to when I finally got to see Sophie, she had taken off all of her clothes and she was running around the house naked.
That would be interesting.
It was crazy.
That would be a totally. Total comedy show.
Yeah, it was a total. That's what Sophie is. She's a total comedy show. She is like the funniest of all time.
Sophie.
Oh, pretty awesome. We're shouting out Aunt Lena tonight. Yeah. Aunt Lena, this pod's for you. Boom, high five.
That was
an awful one. Boom, there you go.
Oh, yeah, high five. My hand. Oh.
All right. Let's call it a day. We're back. This was episode 56.
Dad and girlfriend pod.
We will attempt to continue on this streak. We are really pushing hard right now.
Going to do it.
Okay, that's fine. I agree with you. But I got to tell you, Mom really covered nicely.
Yeah.
She did a great job.
Honestly, I think that was like.
She crushed it.
Yeah, she crushed it.
Crushed it. Just. Absolutely dialed in. It was a fantastic pod. Great background noise with the chirping of the birds outside. You guys did it on the patio.
It sounds like when you unlock like new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's chirping and birds in the background.
Oh, really?
When you unlock new stuff in Zuba.
In Zuba? Oh, you had to get your Zuba into this. Oh my gosh.
Hey, it's a good game, peeps.
Jeez.
Go download it.
Ugh. This Zuba thing is dominating your world. All right, we got to go to...
States. You can't say that.
Let's go. We're going to go sleep in real beds tonight. Peeps, it was real. Episode 56 is in the books. Go find us on Twitter. Send us an email. We got an email from... we did get an email from Grandpa Barry that we're going to read tomorrow. So I'm very excited. He was thrilled with the CEO guest hosting a pod. I'll just a little preview. But... Grandpa Barry, shout out to Grandpa Barry. He sent us an email to the Dad and Griffin Pod inbox. Been saving it for Friday just because we need a little pick-me-up on Friday. And Grandpa Barry always gives us a good pick-me-up.
Yeah.
We love when he participates on the email.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's a little preview for tomorrow. Thanks, peeps. Have a great night. Want to send him off?
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps.
Water and the sun has a beam. When you think about it, we make a pretty good team. If I've got the know-how and you've got a wish, we'll take on the world and its kettle of fish. So pull up a chair and let's talk.